Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Rough Riders, we back. Yeah. You know the streets don't know how to act.
Let's go!
To a funeral, the body looks beautiful. Now you can let them know it's real wherever kiss at. Your face get broke though, I don't know who can fix that. Might have to ask Ye that, I don't play that. I was moving that van of white before Say Jack. 500 stacks in the condo, pronto, handshake, eye contact when I convo. Fake and the phony don't mix, real homies roll thick, real rollies don't tick. You're lying, and your stupid head chain tied up, but you expect people to believe them is real diamonds.
Made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand, spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do it, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car, this abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Give me 16 bars and you know I stand up. Know it's me when you see the sperm in your area. And she call me all night cause you can't get it up. On my neck, on my wrist, everything is lit up. Drinking bottles with that clink, yeah, till I spit it up. Only getting one life, so you gotta live it up.
It's you and the things I'm in. Shorty, we can be friends. Shorty, we can be friends. Right now, I wanna see you dance. See you dance, I wanna see you dance. See you dance, I wanna see you dance.
I wanna get light.
I wanna see you dance.
Show.
See you dance.
When I go to the dealer, you know I cop that.
What's that?
Brand new Rory in the rooftop back. Came through Harlem like the rooftop back. Money in the bank, man, you know I stop that.
Stop that, stop that, stop that.
Now we try to get up in the club. Trying to tell me no, cause I'm rolling with thugs.
You got money.
So I flash a couple of dollars. Yep. Told him we only want tables and we buying out the bottles. But y'all know the order. Told him 10 rosés and a few cold waters.
Right.
Tony Trone and a couple of lemons.
Go.
$10,000 stacked up for denim.
She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She be looking.
pedal right around my whip. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I go to any club, I don't bet.
I don't bet.
And you don't want no bottle in the dead body.
No.
She thought I was gon' violate. Thought I was cheating, she was climbing up the basket. Try to catch me with my pants down. She let me beat it on the mat.
He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He be getting money in the town. Ask me where I'm at, I'm around.
I'm around.
He call me the queen, I got a crown. Everywhere I go, I shut it down. He thought I tried to line him. Thought I was leaving, poked a hole in the condom. Tried to show me he was serious. He tried to eat it on my period.
She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love it. She said it's your life. But every night
hey, what's going on out there in Los Angeles, California? What up, Atlanta? Coming to you live from the A. What up, everybody? It's 906 where I am. 606 way out there on the west. What's popping? You are inside the Social Lab, TM Hama Radio. Hey, tonight we are up close and personal with that team. Hey, they're ranked in the top 25 in the NAIA. We're talking to Talladega's women's basketball team tonight. And that dude, Kev Harrod, the super-duper coach. Hey, listen, you better pay attention to what's going on around you. Things are changing out there. Donald Trump possibly the next president. Can you believe it? Doesn't quite make sense, America. But guess what? The fact that Talladega's women's basketball team could possibly take it doesn't make sense to a lot of people either. We're going to talk about it tonight. Before we go any further inside the Social Lab, she's coming to us live from the Tampa Bay area. What up? Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What am I?
Hey, hey, happy hump day. What day is it? What day is it? You know what day it is. What day is it? What day is it?
Trying to get over the hump.
Yes.
Trying to get over the hump.
The downside of the hump, closer to Friday.
No doubt. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Social Lab presents the Lapidary mixtape. Listen, banging in a speaker near you. Stay tuned. Soon come the Lapidary.
Yep.
You don't want to miss it.
You don't.
You're like, what is the Lapidary? You know, what is he saying? Listen, I'm going to spell it. You Google it. L-A-P-I-D-A-R-Y. Lapidary. L-A-P-I-D-A-R-Y, Lapidary. Listen, the mixtape is coming. Thank us for
breaking,
helping you to expand your vocabulary.
Yes,
inside,
and for bringing to you some of the hottest new up-and-coming artists there are out there.
Hey, speaking of hot, listen, next week we got the crew of Money and Violence. Don't know if you followed them or not, but we introduced you to, you know, really one of the hottest webisode crews, and it turned into like a phenomenon. I think they won some awards in the whole nine, and it's blown up. Sundance, and is it on Netflix? Is it coming to Netflix?
Listen, it's blown up where they've gotten a real production deal from that dude Jay-Z and Tidal, where it is premiering on Tidal first and foremost, and then on the other channels that they're affiliated with, which are cloud9tv.com and then YouTube. So, you know, go figure.
So Money and Violence, the whole crew's here in a part one, part two next week. Stop and pass. Google it, Money and Violence. Catch up, watch some of the shows so that when they come on next week, you can be all caught up and ask some intelligent questions. When we come back, we got the crew, Talladega Women's Basketball Coach and Crew. social app. Bye. Bye. In Athens, 5 5:14 in the a.m. tomorrow in Baghdad. We got soldiers listening to us over in the far, far, like, crevices of the earth, it seems. Hey, we appreciate you for rocking. You're inside the Social Lab team on radio. And tonight we're up close and personal with Talladega's women's basketball coach. And I believe we have some team representation, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, live from Talladega, Alabama, ladies and gentlemen, the team. Hey, what up, crew? Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, what's going on? How you doing? TM, Hot Chocolate, thank you for having us on here tonight.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Hey, definitely. Please, introduce yourselves.
Yeah, well, my name is Coach Kevin Herrick, the Talladega women's basketball team, and I got one of my family members here. She's a point guard. We're all family here. She's Shahana Ziegler from Southern California.
That's why she sounds like a superstar, because she's from Cali. See, them California people have a superstar name. That's what
it is. That's a dope. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for stopping past. Listen, you all are in the top 10 of the conference. You got enough votes. You squeaked it out. Now you ready for the game. Yo, I mean, it's about to go off in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where we're at, TM. Right now, it's been a blessed, incredibly blessed season. 21-3 overall.
Wow.
We're 10-0 in conference. We clinched the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference championship, you know, three games early. We're 10-0, and then we're number 14th ranked in the country in the NAI. So we've been working hard. The girls are making me look good. So they're doing a great job.
They most certainly are. Most certainly.
No doubt. No doubt. Listen, I had an opportunity to actually go out to Talladega a few months ago and observe and be a part of homecoming. And the reality is, you know, you get out what you put in. These chicks, they put in. I mean, they're full-time students. You know, they're athletes, not just athletes, they're champions. And trying to have a piece of social life has to be difficult. Miss Shahana Ziegler, talk about it.
Let me see. I mean, everybody, even being an artist or a doctor or a lawyer, you always have a personal life or just family situations and all that stuff. And being out here away from California, being away from my family, you know, it's definitely a toll, because everybody has family problems. You know, everybody goes through something in life that kind of targets them or kind of shoots them down. But coming out here and being with TC, you know, it's a great thing that has happened to me. I consider them as my family without being at home. So it's kind of like missing my family, but I'm actually still here with my family, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. Definitely. How do you fare your experience at and let me make sure I'm correct, Talladega is an HBCU, is that right?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. So how do you fare your experience at a historically black college or university versus some of your friends who may not be as fortunate as I'm going to say we are, because TM and myself are also products of an HBCU, North State University, all right, but, you know.
Okay.
how do you think your experience differs besides the obvious?
I mean, I think it's amazing. I mean, I went to both sides. I'm here. This is my first year at HBCU, coming from California. You know, they don't really have an HBCU out there. So it kind of makes me proud to know a history and a background of what my people have been doing. You know what I'm saying? As in coming to an HBCU and you seeing a lot of African-American teachers, a lot of African-American counselors and staffs and students. And you know, you got a big thing where it comes to fraternities and sororities and a band. And out in California, you know, or in any places you know, a lot of people, they don't have that. And coming out here and seeing a lot of things and coming to HBCU is, it's amazing because I just really learned a lot from even in the classrooms to even just learning more history of my school to learning more history of Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and Frederick Douglass. And you could just keep going on and on about people that done so much for African-American people. And it's just amazing to even be part of the HBCU because I'm doing it not just for myself but also just for people that don't think that they can make it, you know what I'm saying, in life and knowing that you're able to accomplish something, being African-American and just doing all that you can do in life, period.
Yeah.
We want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the challenges of being a champion, right? Because, again, you get out what you put in, but it takes a certain level of discipline, right? And it takes a good coach to bring out the best in you and help you to really understand how to really, I think, sustain discipline. People want to be champions, but they don't want to do the work. When we come back, we're going to talk about the work. You're inside the Social Lab. T and Hopper. PM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You decide the social lab. Tonight, you're up close and personal with the Talladega women's basketball coach and representative, Shahana Ziegler, tonight. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, most definitely.
When you think of the most difficult aspect of what you do, juggling the basketball, the workload, the social life, what's the most difficult aspect of it all? Is it really having a social life and doing the work, or juggling the basketball and the work, or hell, is it all difficult?
Are you asking Hana that, or are you asking me?
You know what? I think we will default to the player, and then we'll ask you, because I think the workload is different for you both.
For me, I think that juggling, I mean, all three of them are hectic. I mean, but I got a little bit more better with juggling basketball and being a student athlete as well. But having a social life can definitely be more complicated, because you already have majority of your time focusing things on the court and off the court. And then on top of that, you got to try to juggle something like social. And it's hard. I've been trying. It ain't been working. but it in all honesty, I really think all three of them are a struggle, but I would say that juggling basketball and being a student is more complicated than having a social life.
Is it inherent for you? Is it inherent for you to want to succeed, or is it something that was instilled in you?
It was something that instilled with me. My family is big on education, big on sports, and I use, no offense, coach, but I use basketball to get me where I need to be in life, to be a successful African-American woman in life. So I use what I have good with as in talent to get me to where I need to be in my life.
Got it. That's not a bad motivation, though, at all.
Makes sense. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Coach,
so
what's the most difficult aspect? Is it the social life and balance in basketball, or the workload? Or, I mean, is it all difficult?
Well, I mean, first of all, no one is ever going to understand your struggle or what you're going through. No one, no matter how much you even tell them, they won't understand it, because if you own it, you own your own personal journey, so to speak.
Yep.
For me, which is challenging for me is, like, with these girls, you know, I've got 16 of them, you know, 16 of them with 16 different personalities, with 16 different, you know, things going on with them, and being able to manage that, you know, some of them I'm like a father to, uncle, you know, I'm close. I have a close relationship with all of them at one point or another. So, you know, that along with, you know, my own family, you know, my other family, you know, it's a lot. Then, you know, a lot of people don't understand, like, when you're a head coach, you know, you don't spend as much time on the court as you'd like to, because you're still handling all of the administrative work that you have to do. You have to help market the team. You have to make sure academically they're sound, which, you know, with our group, we have a team GPA over a 3.4 GPA. In our women's basketball program, we've graduated 21 players in the last 5 years, which I think is pretty good. So that it's running a business, but, you know, at the same time, those are things that I work on a daily basis. Like, for us, the very first thing I'm asking my girls, you know, when I recruit a player, is like, what do you want to do when you're done with basketball? We start, the very first day I start is when I'm recruiting them, because I need to know, because, you know, as far as like networking and what they want to do, I don't want anyone to graduate. And we all know once you graduate, it's very difficult to find a job. I'm trying to, help them find a job before they're done. You know?
Absolutely.
So I think that's my challenge on a daily basis. You know, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. This is what I love to do.
So, would you rather have been in the position that you're in with a female team, or would you have jumped at the chance quicker to coach an all-guys team?
Okay. Well, I'll say this. I never intended to be a coach.
Shahana's like, watch it, sucker.
Exactly.
And I'm right here next to him looking at him.
Go ahead.
That question, because, you know, as a male, the role that you're playing in these young ladies' lives is an intricate one. Being, you know, big brother or father, that type of thing. In a lot of cases, some of these young ladies may not have had that. That type of role model in their lives, given the situation, you know, certain situations that they may have come from in their home lives. So, you know, it's a lot less of a challenge, I would think, to be in a role with an all male team versus an all female.
Don't help them out. Don't try to help them out. Hot chocolate. Let them answer.
I'll flip it like this. This is how it is. I have daughters. Okay, and I can tell you. God has just been – I think God has a sense of humor because, you know, as being a parent, you're always trying to, you know, you're always trying to find a way to be the best parent you can be. So
sure.
I never intended to be a women's basketball coach or anything like that. It just kind of happened that way. That's the way God wanted it to be. But within that, It actually helped me. I mean, I learned so much from these girls. I mean, I've been doing this since 2009, you know, and I've learned to be a better dad because of it. You know, I really – it's funny, with the stuff that they go through, I'm like, oh, my God, they're talking about this? Man, I better go home and make sure my girls open my eyes up. So, I mean, it's worked great for me. I wouldn't trade it. Doesn't mean that I wouldn't coach men ever. But I'm very, very comfortable, and I love coaching women. It's a completely different side of the game. There's lots of differences, but then there are some things that are the same. So, but I enjoy coaching women.
Coach, you're in the top 25 with this type of exposure comes more opportunity, not just for the team, not just for Talladega. But of course, for you, when we come back, we want to talk about the future. The future of Talladega's women's basketball, as well as your future. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to the Social Lab. It's TM Holler Radio.
Maria, breathe it. Yo, chick.
What's that on that beat? Yo.
If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my clothes to me. And all the money know where they're supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pig like supposed to me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Pull up to the club and it go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. Not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold, turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me. You wanna know how I know what I know? Yo, chick, come close to me. She ain't going home when she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my clothes to me. And all the money know where they're supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pig like supposed to me. That's how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section finna go up. Smoking loud, about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her hold up. Better believe she gon' leave with a real. I stick it down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you? When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
where does she roll? You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it goes to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these for me. I might have a selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's all supposed to be. If he wants me to expose the freak. Ooh, that's all supposed to be.
Hyman joining me on the board, holding down the musical end of this. It's M in Tampa Bay, 6:37 a.m. in my favorite bucket list movie, by Talladega, Alabama college girls coach. Women's coach. Let's get that right. We also have one of his players and very intelligent as well. And before we jump back into our interview with them, just want to remind you to go to tmhopradio.com to sign up for that music. Any information that you want on us here, the team, that crew, that network, or what we have going on, as well as the Lapidary, that mixtape that we got coming out soon. Now, back to the business at hand. I have a question for Shahana. As a scholar and athlete, I'm going to just say, I'm telling my age. I have a grandbaby who's getting ready to turn 8 years old in a couple of weeks. And what I mean, she loves basketball. She loves basketball. And I'm trying to mold her to be, the next star up and coming in life, and but B, also get her to understand that, your academics are going to drive you well beyond basketball. So, what advice do you have for any young girls her age or older or in between who are aspiring to be in your position one day? What advice do you have to them to be able to maintain their studies and the hectic travel and practice and game schedule that you all have?
Right. I started at a very young age playing basketball. I started at like the age of 3 playing with my church. Uh-huh. Then kind of just grew up from there. My advice that I would give to young women that do want to play basketball would just – I'm very nerdy in a sense of a way to where I like keeping notes and a calendar, or a lot of ways, and with technology nowadays, you can just keep it in your phone, and it's just reminders of things to kind of keep you up to date with a lot of stuff. So with me being a student athlete, I put in my phone, when I have to take a test or when I need to study for my notes or when I need to do an assignment that's online or in class or something that kind of just – makes me work. And on top of that, I also stay on top of my professors to, you know, ask them questions to make sure I'm up to par with my grades. And
what's your major?
You know, like last, my major's criminal justice. I want to be a police officer later on in life.
Great.
But I also back at home. Yeah. But at back at home, I coach women's travel ball for one of the top teams in the nation. So I kind of like fall back on a lot of things. I'm 22, trying to make it. So just, you know, being here and learning a lot of things and, you know, staying on top of basketball and just doing a lot. Because after I leave TC, I'm planning on joining the Navy, and after the Navy, going into the police force and kind of just working my way from there. But my best advice that I would give to young women or young women that wants to become a basketball player, just make sure you stay on top of your work by keeping something handy to keep notes on you, as in to let you know when you have something that's coming up. So that's probably will be my best advice, because that helps me a lot to maintain my GPA that I have right now.
Such an ambition.
Shoshana, what do you see yourself 3 to 5 years from now?
3 to 5 years from now. 3 to 5 years, I see myself being a sergeant in the Navy, and then retiring 3 to 5 years from now into being a police officer. So that's kind of like my goal.
Nice.
Very ambitious. I love it.
Coach, what is your role in helping to establish a path for your players?
Well, basically, it's like what I was saying earlier. I want to know. It really goes in, you know, in recruiting. I want to know what a potential student athlete wants to get into, because sometimes you can't help everybody, you know. And it also lets me know, you know, what your aspirations. So if you're saying to me, hey, you know, I want to be in, I don't know, if I want to be in IT. Okay, well, let me start thinking, like, you know, down the road, who I know that's connected with the school, or not even connected with the school, that's in IT. So we look at internships, you know, for them in the summer, you know, work study, whatever we can do to keep them connected, not just for basketball, but connected to do the thing they want to do, after basketball. So that we kind of do that, starting whether they're a transfer or a freshman.
Why would a talented female basketball player want to attend Talladega College?
Wow. Oh, so many. Well, I think a part of it is one thing is the legacy. A lot of people don't know this, that even they've had, and I've been in the archives, they've had women's basketball at Talladega since the 1920s. The 1920s, that is a long time. That's a long legacy of basketball. I've seen pictures of women in belts and skirts playing ball in the 1920s and 30s, on up. I think that's one part. I think another part is the fact that, you know, recently the women's tradition it's been strong since 2008. We won a national championship already, USCAA. We won conference championships. We won, you know, 20 plus games, you know, every year except 2 years since then. I think, and also it's very family oriented. I think even when I was an assistant coach, even to now, I keep up with 90% of the girls, you know, that have come through here already. We still keep in touch. It's still like a fraternity or sorority, so to speak. And that's I think that's why people love to come here, will want to come here.
I heard that the university was once known as the Harvard of the South. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've seen a lot of history. It's funny. It's, you know, when you look at some of the old HBCUs, and I don't even think it's just our school. I think a lot of the HBCUs, because, you know, we get to travel and we go to a lot of other HBCUs. You see what's one at one time how great it was, and I think a lot of schools, particularly our school at TC, we're trying to get back there. That's what we're trying to do, but that's true.
Because what That's do you awesome. See yourself three to 5 years from now?
3 to 5 years. That's a good question. Well, one thing I want to say is, you know, I want to be able to take, you know, whether it's here or whether it's anywhere, I want to take basketball at the highest level. You know, whether, like I said, whether that's here or that's somewhere else, or that's what I want to do. I want to just be able to take basketball and what I do as far as mentorship to the next level. The sky's the limit for me. I'm really letting God take control of all of that for me.
Hey,
well, sounds like you're
one.
Well on your way.
Absolutely.
I'm trying.
Absolutely. Best one to control it.
What is the record you said? 25-3.
We're 21-3 right now. 10-0 in the conference. We actually have our last home game Monday, February 22nd. It's the senior night. We have 5 seniors that we're going to be saying goodbye to. And then also we have. On the same night, we kind of put it all in one night. We have a Pink Zone game, which is basically we recognize breast cancer survivors and the people that have, you know, gone through that with families and the struggles. So we'll be doing that as well. So all our girls will be wearing pink T-shirts and pink shoestrings. So you came in the gym, even though it's crimson and blue, it'll be a pink gym on February 22nd.
Awesome.
No
recognition for your seniors and breast cancer survivors. That's great.
Absolutely. Coach, if people want to follow you, follow the team, if they want to contact you in reference to the interest in playing for the team, how can they do so?
They can go to the website, talladega.edu, under athletics. All my information is there. My number, my email address, they can contact me there.
How often do you recruit, Coach, and how do you go about your recruiting? Do you go around to high schools and different colleges and stuff like that? How what's your recruiting process?
That's a good question. Our recruiting is all year round. And depending on how many players are leaving, going, I'm looking for specific positions. It's all year round. I try to recruit 2 years out. So right now, you know, we should be finishing up with, you know, 2016-17. But, you know, I'm also looking at 17-18,
mm-hmm.
you know, right now. I look everywhere. I don't look just – like right now we have – I was just talking to Shahana about this. We have 8 girls from California.
Wow.
You know, that's been a recruiting hotbed for us. We've had really good success recruiting from California. We have some Alabama girls, too. And we have some girls.
Arkansas.
We have a girl from Arkansas,
Oregon.
They're kind of all over. Florida as well.
Uh-huh.
So we don't stick to one particular place. We're everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that is absolutely awesome. I know a few of the girls wanted to stop past tonight and weren't able to due to schedules. You all are absolutely welcome to come back Friday night, hang out inside the Cypher at 9 p. Coach, we appreciate you for stopping past. You're welcome here anytime. Congratulations for your hard work and the position that you've earned in the conference.
Yes.
Go get them.
Well, we appreciate you, Tim, TM, and Hot Soccer for having us on. I know my girls were, you know, they're a little disappointed they couldn't come on, but you know they got to get these papers done, you know, because you know being a student athlete, you know,
yes, sir.
You got basketball, but you got schoolwork, so you got to get it all done.
That's right.
But they'll be here Friday. They'll be here
for real
Friday.
Work.
Yeah, let the tornadoes blow through on Friday to come hang out with us.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, up close and personal tonight, Ms. Shahana Ziegler, representing the Lady Tornadoes tonight, head coach Kevin Harrod, Talladega women's basketball team. Hey, we appreciate him stopping past. Hey, we'll be right back here inside the lab. It's
T-Pain, ballin' all night. In the old school, that's white on white. T-Pain, ballin' all night. In the old school, that's that white on white. I'm so deep, my passenger side. Got a thick dick, I wanna be in my life. I'm like, so deep, my passenger side. Got the whole strip club coming with me, I ain't lying. I'm like, in the old school, whip. In the old school, whip. I got the Desert Eagle in the doorway. You know that I'm from Florida, babe. So that means I'm a classic man. Any whip from the 50s to the 90s, catch me in a classic man. I'm in the Buick with a Chevy right behind me, riding through Tallahassee, man. You see the Mustang in the street like that? That means I'm a classic man. I'm a classic man. I burn through them cars like gold. Paint job shining damn near like gold. I'm 6'4 sitting on the floor. Yolo, that ain't nothing like that GT Auto. Screaming Yolo, switching lanes in that Oldsmobile. 455 rubber show gon' peel. I'm a old school.
I'm too legit, go hammer with the foolishness. My nana said my grandma can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich.
Any whip from the 50s to the 90s, catch me in a classic, man.
Assuming this is more than humorous, to pimp a butterfly, my newest shit. In fact, the rumor is the way I prove it.
I'm a classic, man. In the old school whip, in the old school whip. I got the Desert Eagle in the doorway. You know that I'm from Florida, babe. So that mean I'm a classic, man. From the 50s to the 90s, catch me in a classic, man. I'm in the Buick with a Chevy right behind me, riding through Tallahassee,
feeling like whoa. When everybody feeling so cold, I cool like that King Cole, and get a bit of my glow. I got charm like a leprechaun, mama. Now y'all fucking with the rum, mama. Cheap be like a dumb, mama. And we don't live by the law, mama.
See, I just got the news. Starting in my new whip. I'm hopping out my new whip. Shopping in a toothpick. Cause baby, I'm a classic man.
Any whip from the 50s to the 90s, catch me in a classic man. I'm in the Buick with a Chevy right behind me, riding through Tallahassee, man. You see the Mustang in the street like that? That mean I'm a classic man. I'm a classic man.
Up your designer clothes,
casket, man.
Run me a rapper's angle, but you're subliminal. I ran the finger, I'm walking on savvy. Pray to God nobody chop me. Catch your body overnight. Top couldn't even stop me. I got key to my city, I got key to California. I might legalize your homicide and more. Let my daddy smoke his. Only thing that keep on feeling. I ain't got no jewelry on me, but I got the jewelry in me. All right, let me talk my shit. I always been it. This ain't overnight. They love me now like they love me then. I know what I like. I eat the. For my nourishment, I know how to cherish it. I know how to decorate your wall and further furnish it. I'ma burn your down, this is what the furnace is. I'ma turn your around with some friendly services. Ain't no nervousness, like I'm wretched, no conservative. And that's affirmative, all I do is lay up and face up. My big bills and pay stuff, got no chill for fake ones. Like for real, they say I'm
a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, I'm a classic man.
Eagle in the doorway.
quarterback. So that means I'm a classic man.
9:54 p.m. here in Social TM Harmon Radio Live. TM Harmon, your girl, Hot Chocolate right here. We are with you on this Hump Day Wednesday, trying to get over the part of that hump. 917-889-3926. Listen, repeat that number again. 917-889-3926. That's a very important number that you need to have in your possession, because at any time you can hear us ask for the 13th caller to call in and kick it with us live here on TM Harmon Radio. So it pays to be listening, and it pays to be up in the social lab live, because you can what? Win hot stuff. You can win delectable treats. You can win T-shirts. You can win photo shoots. You can win dinner and a show. You can win workout packages. You just never know what we're going to have up our sleeve. So, again, let me give you that number. 917-889-3926. All you got to do is call. All you got to be doing is listening and willing to let your fingers do the walking, and you can win just like that and be entered, no less, for two VIP passes to No Sleep South Beach 2016, sunny Miami, Florida, July 22nd through the 24th. And some specs from SaveJames.com from Gazelle to go along with that. So, again, you got to be listening.
Fighting all the way, but we got them. Two pairs.
Listen to win, because we going to South Beach, baby. And if you want to hang out with the team, you got to be listening.
Hey, we trying to hook you all up. Help us hook you up.
Help us. Me. All you got to do, you have to do is listen. How hard is that?
Help me help you. Hey, it's 9:56 for rocking with us, folks. Big up to our special guest tonight, head coach and rep, Shahana Ziegler from Talladega.
Shahana Ziegler. She really does sound like a star.
She does. Superstar.
Yep. That's right.
No doubt.
Them tornadoes.
Back on Friday.
Tearing up stuff.
With the tornadoes in the top 25 of the conference of the NAIA conference. Hanging out inside the Friday Night Cypher. So why don't you come back, hang out too? You know what we do. We recap the week. We recap the week in news and entertainment. How about that?
And there's been a lot going on this week too. So we are definitely going to hash it out and talk about it. From Trump to Kanye to the Grammys to... Boy, we got a lot to talk about.
Listen, I think Lady Gaga's face should be on display in the Smithsonian. It's just so unique.
It's just so unique all the way around.
Her face. Just her face should just be on display.
Well, you know,
the Smithsonian.
Her face, some of her wigs, you know. I'm just saying.
Hey, she's the product of someone who told you that you would never be successful.
Right.
And
now look at her.
Shame on you.
Absolutely.
Shame on you. Hey, good night, everybody. We're back Friday, 9 p.m. Thanks for rocking with us. We really appreciate you. Hey, log on to TMRadio.com. Drop your email. Subscribe to the newsletter. Good night.
That's right. That crew, that team, that network, TM Harmon Radio Live, TM Harmon, your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Nokia, Toya, Didi, Coop. Join us back on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher. We love you. Have a great night.
There's something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah.
ready.